So, sitting down, closing your eyes, and see if you can let time stop. Then you don't get old. And there's a lot to that. It's not just a joke. Because letting time stop means not being in the future, not being in the past. Instead, being here. Being here with your body, with your mind. It's amazing what you see when you're not looking in the future and worrying, getting afraid or hoping. All that future stuff disappears. And all the past, you let it go. Past is like old deeds. It's work which has already been done. It's like, you know, you've finished your exams, your studies, you've finished everything, and now you're here. And this is a beautiful place in Dhammaloka Center. Very safe, very kind. You don't need to tense yourself up to protect yourself. Just relax into this present. Allow this moment to be. As I relax into my present moment, I can feel my body sitting here. And I know my body very well. After all these years on planet Earth, I know how it feels. And my body is obviously different than any other body on this planet. Your body is unique as well. You know how your body works. And I know that to relax it for meditation, all I need to do is to befriend it, be kind to it, as I would to any other dear friend. I ask my legs, how are you? I never try to control my body. I'm kind to it instead. And by asking my body, how are you, I develop awareness of it. And my legs tell me that I could improve their position. I'm going to do that now. It's called adjusting or fidgeting or whatever. That's allowed at the beginning of meditation, out of simple kindness. When I get myself into a good position, and I'm still aware of my legs. Any tightness anywhere, I'll relax. And it's learning the power of something like kindness, or what Hok Chin said is metta. If I ever get any aches or pains or tightness somewhere, I don't even need to move my body. I just focus on that area. Give it lots and lots and lots of kindness. And it relaxes. I don't leave my legs alone until I feel they're really relaxed. And go to my butt, relax my butt as well, make sure it's nice and easy, comfortable. I'll fidget it a bit to make it even better. Into my back. I found almost like counterintuitive ways of relaxing. I stretch first of all, stretch a lot, and then let go. and my body relaxes to much deeper than when I started. Back feels great. And I go to a more important part of the body, in your torso. You know, down from your digestive system up to your, you know, through your stomach, your lungs, your heart, all those organs in the back somewhere, livers and kidneys and stuff. I don't even need to know their names, but I'd like this awareness and kindness together. I'd like sweep through my body, just like scanning it, not missing a part. And if I find there's some part of my body which is tight, tense, aching, painful, or sometimes I like to call it imbalanced, I just pause there. I know that feeling very clearly. And I know just how to relax it so that feeling just gets softer and more peaceful, less intense, until it vanishes completely away. Do with that with all sorts of sicknesses like tummy aches and indigestion and other pains. I don't know what they are, but it's easy to relax them away. Until my body, my torso is really at ease. And I go to my shoulders, I learn how to relax them so nothing is held tight. Because I loosen muscles, it's also teaching my emotions to relax. When you're really afraid, tense, ambitious, wanting something, your muscles all tighten up. When you're just at ease, you're just being here, being friendly to your body, being friendly to this moment. I'm not asking anything. Not even wanting anything, just being here, relaxing to the max. You find all these muscles, they get very at ease. I just go right down my arms, my elbows and forearms, wrists, hands. Just relax everything. And if I'm going too fast because you've got an ache or a pain there or an injury, please pause until that part of your body feels not neglected but cared for. And I go up to my neck. I do get irritations in my throat because of allergies, hay fevers, and I don't know what else. So my throat is itchy right now. I don't try and get rid of it. Trying to cure things makes it more tense. Caring for it. Opening the door of my heart, my mind, to this experience. Letting it be with compassion. And that eases things. And I go to my head, especially the muscles around the eyes and the mouth, because those are muscles which get very tight if you're emotionally stressed. By learning to be aware of those muscles around the eyes and the mouth, and learning how to relax them, the emotions get calmed down as well. So my face is relaxed, my emotions are calm. Now I go to the whole of the body sitting here. I join everything up. This is the vehicle in which I live and travel in this world. And I care for it. And I keep being aware of this body. If there's something else you need to adjust, please do so. until it gets so comfortable. You may get bored me keep saying this, but it's important. Until you can feel the delight of relaxation. Specific type of joy, it feels good. It's happy. And I focus on that, which is happening right now in my body. Because I know that it will take me deeper into relaxation, deeper into health, and deeper into peace. And don't think of past or future, because now is delightful. This was my body. Relaxing to the max. And then when I feel the body's really at ease, it's time to go inside, into the mind, the sixth sense, and to get in contact with that mind rather than with thought, develop this perception of a piezometer, like a thermometer, a gauge, a measure by which I can know how peaceful I am right now or how disturbed. Disturbed mind, an agitated mind, has got lots of thoughts, heavy thoughts, powerful thoughts, like those winds and the storms last week. That's an agitated mind. And a peaceful mind is just like a breeze or no wind at all. Nothing moves you. You're tranquil. And that is just incredibly joyful. So see if you can stop blowing wind inside. Stop wanting things or trying to get rid of things. Be in this moment, the place where the future is being made. The place where truth and love exists, now. And see if that peace can get more solid, more settled, until it glows beautifully. The delightful feeling of peace. And usually at this time I just become aware of my breathing. I don't choose to, it just comes up. Watch the breath coming in, watch the breath going out. Simple. Sometimes I teach people, as you breathe in peace, health, energy. And breathe out, let go. Let go, not holding on to things. Let go of burdens. Let go of the critical mind, I will come up later. Right now, it's mind which just makes peace with things. And enjoy. In a few minutes, I will speak again to end the meditation. But right now, for 4 or 5 minutes, just enjoy the peace. Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel inside? What's it like inside? Don't give it names, but feel it. How does the body feel? When my mind is peaceful, the body is just so relaxed. More peaceful the mind, the more at ease and relaxed is the body. I feel so nice, I just don't open my eyes. Just like to stay like this. And now I'll ring the gong to end the meditation, because I'm supposed to give a talk. So please listen to the three sounds of the gong. When the last one finishes sounding, you may come out of the meditation. Very good. Okay, so now the end of the meditation. So I'd like to get yourself comfortable and we can give this evening's Dhamma talk.